I just really don't do it. Really don't do it. I tell you who could benefit from my shackets.
Who?
Pastor Mick. Good morning. No, obviously, you're a very well-dressed man, Pastor Mick.
Yes, you're not giving your fashion tips.
I'd never do that. But with us in the morning, you're actually a bishop now, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Mick, he'll do it.
Mick, okay.
Do it,
yeah. Church on the Street, Bishop Mick Fleming from Church on the Street is with us this morning, because you want to give out a warning, really, that children are going without shoes and coats.
I think it's more just creating the awareness because, you know, we did some research because we were seeing kind of a lot of impoverished children. Mm. And the research is really enlightening. So you kind of look at, this is all from government figures, and like in the Northwest, you're touching 40% as an average of child poverty. The things we're seeing, nurses and teachers that kind of work with us, part of the church, part of the ministry, and the things they're telling us, and then the things we see in direct, and it's become not sexy to talk about it anymore. It's like, I really appreciate you letting us come on talking, because the media don't want to know. But it's increasing. So we calculated an increase. It's gone up over the last 10 years by at least 20%. So what we're doing is, as part of the work that we do, so we're supplying brand new coats and brand new shoes for children, you know, from like 2 years of age right up to like 15. And it's going quite well. I think it's largely just really wanting to show that it's out there.
Right.
You know, that.
And the thing with kids is, coats and shoes, they grow out of them so fast.
Right. Yeah.
And, you don't get a pair of shoes that's going to last them 3 or 4 years. You know, they've grown out of them within less than 12 months a lot of the time, because they're growing kids.
Yeah, it's an ongoing thing, and it's the last thing that the parents are going to buy, because it's hard enough to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the teachers telling us that they're having children stealing food at school. They're turning up with, you know, trainers with holes in and things like that. One little boy putting paper towels in his shoes to stop them leaking and things like that. This is the reality that's right on our doorstep that does need talking about, does need highlighting. So yes, the courts are brilliant because we're putting them on the bikes of the children, and we thank for all the people that support us and help us, but it's more important to highlight it, that this is happening now in 21st century Britain more than ever. It's worse than it's ever been, is child poverty, and all the figures back it up, and we shouldn't really turn our faces the other way. We should look at it and see what we can do, and there isn't a need for it. It's always about, you know, with any country, with any government, it's always about where you prioritise your spending. It's the same with households, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
So you're launching your coat and shoe appeal.
We've already launched it, yes.
Church on the Street, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's so people are donating, but we're already using the charitable funds that we've got. And if anybody wants to donate, that's great. And we're buying brand new coats and brand new shoes. We're starting kind of within the areas that we work initially. And if it takes off, we'll push it further out. So we work in Blackburn. And now we have an outlet in Blackburn just around the corner. Burnley, Bonhallswick, Preston, and we'll push out from that, and it's going to the kind of the most deprived children, the ones that sort of need it the most, and every penny that does get donated goes directly for the shoes and the coats. There's no admin fees. It's the full amount goes to that cause, because we think it's really, really important.
Are you finding that donations are still as much this year? Because obviously, you know, the cost of living is affecting a lot of people in different ways. Are you finding people are still donating as much?
People are still donating. I think the donations are definitely down, but I think the major problem is that for us is it's things like the cost of doing what we do. So the energy bills for the building, for the things that you do to give things away, it costs a lot of money. And that's the problem. It's sad, really, that there's no subsidy, kind of government subsidy for charities in that area, you know, around the energy bills especially. They're off the scale, you know, it's crazy.
So how can people give you money?
Well, so they can donate. They can donate through the website or through our Facebook pages, and it's Church on the Street Ministries. And they'll see the. It's called the Cass Appeal, Coats and Shoes. You can click on that, and you can make a donation if you want to, or even you know if you can't give anything, just to like highlight. We've got some research that we did on there. Try and find that research, read it, and make a stink about it. That's as good as the money. That's as good as a donation, you know. So I encourage people, if you don't have any money and you can read, you can do that, and you can share that, or get hold of your MP and ask them what they're doing. What's the plan going forward?
Well, we've got all our MPs on the show on Wednesday. We're down at Westminster. So,
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Ask them.
In fact, do you know what we'll do?
Yeah, ask them what's the intent with child poverty, what in their constituencies. Well,
let me press play and record. Hang on. So we're going to work. I'm going to press play and record now. So, Pastor Mick, away you go. Go!
I just wondered, you know, speaking to the government ministers or the MPs from the North West, what's the plan going forward for child poverty? You know, what is your opinion on it? Is it real, the increase? What's your intention? What's the government going to do? And what are you doing in your own constituency?
Right, stop. We'll use that.
Thank you very much.
That's a bit of production live on air. It's almost like we'd thought about it, but you did, Mick. So that's good. I've got two.
Are these any good?
Are these any good? These shackets? They're brand new.
Not worn.
Yeah, we'll take them. We'll get
them.
Well, at least you've done
something good with them.
Are you sure they're not highly flammable?
Have you signed them?
No. Are you sure that I don't want some child having them and going up like a firework? No.
Listen, kids won't wear them. I'm telling you.
Mick, thank you.
Thank you.
16 minutes after 8.